Hey, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Ketzad Mevatla, the Mishnah says, how can you be Mevatel an Asher Retreat? So, Kirsit Mezerid, if the non-Jew cut off its dry pieces of wood or its moist pieces of wood to use for himself, and he took a stick or a branch, Afilu Allah, or even just a leaf off of it, Hareza Batla. So then you see that it's already Batla. He's not treating it like an idol. He's using it for his own benefit. But if he does something to help it look nicer and to make it grow more nicely, then it's still going to be asur because he has not been mevatel it. But if he's scraping it off or doing something to it that will not benefit the tree, then you see that he's being mevatel the avodah zarah and it's going to be mutter. Moving on to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shalosh Avon Zubitzad Zubitzad Markulis. If you have three rocks, one right next to the other, that are next to a Markulis Asuros, Markulis is a type of Zara, they are Asur Bahana, Ushtai Mutaros. But if there are two rocks there, then they're going to be Mutar, because Markulis always involves at least three rocks. Asuros. Any rocks that seem to be associated with the Markulis are going to be Asur, even if it's just one or two rocks. Mutaros. But if it does not appear to be associated with the Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be Mutar, even if it happens to be three rocks. So you have to look at the broader context. Let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, we said that to be mevatel and avodah zarah, the Yovel Chavin has to do something with the tree, that he takes something from the tree that's for his own benefit. But if he takes something from the tree for the tree's benefit, it's still an avodah zarah. And then in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, we said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you find three rocks next to a markulis, it's asur, but two rocks are mutter. Whereas the Chum said that it doesn't depend on the number of rocks, it depends on whether those rocks appear to be associated with the Markulis. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.